A new kind of chicken is available and a new place for an established steakhouse. Let's look at what's going on for foodies in Bloomington Normal. Periodically, we check in with Larry Carius. He writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. Carius says there is a new pop-up chicken shop in town.
And that's the name of it, Pop-Up Chicken Shop. It's located in the Bloomington VFW, which is on Morrissey Avenue. And their specialty, Charlie, is Nashville chicken. I had never heard of Nashville chicken.
How is it different from other kinds of chicken?
It's a Nashville specialty, and it's a spicy, it's a hot chicken. The first place that served it was Prince's down in Nashville. And the next time Kay and I go down through there, we're going to stop at Prince's and eat the original Nashville chicken. Stopped by the other day, Chris Bradley and his partner say that business is very good. I've stopped by a couple times, and Nashville hot chicken, I like it.
We've been waiting for Outback Steakhouse's new location for a long time. Are they getting close?
They're going to open December 12th, and one of the interesting parts about it is that they closed on December 4th. So they are closed right now for 8 days for, as the managing partner said, intensive training. They opened in Lakewood Shopping Center 20 years ago, and the managing partner, Curtis Akers, told me that the reason why they're moving to the Eastland Mall parking lot, they consider it a better location. They're going to have 40 more seats, but maybe more importantly, he said this last Mother's Day, they turned down like 30 large groups, and the new store is going to be designed and built such that they will be able to accommodate groups better.
What else is new and noteworthy?
Donnie B's Gourmet Popcorn and Gifts. This is going in Tawanda Avenue in the old BP gas station that's been vacant, I think, for maybe 10 years or more. It's right across Tawanda Avenue from the U.S. Post Office. And the owner, Donnie Bounds, he told me that he spent approximately $250,000 on remodeling equipment and furnishings. And he's going to have quite a place there. He's going to carry 75 flavors of popcorn, maybe a couple dozen flavors of fudge, maybe 12 different types of chocolate. Everything's going to be made on site. And then in the retail area, he actually has quite a large assortment of gifts also.
$250,000 on a popcorn place, huh?
That was what he told me.
Well, is the location good?
Well, I think so. I've been surprised over the years that somebody hadn't gone in to that gas station because there's a lot of traffic on Tawanda Avenue, so it's just going to be interesting to see. I didn't know Donnie before. He's a nice fellow, very, very nice to deal with, and I hope he does well.
This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. We're talking with Larry Carius of the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene. A number of places have closed. And what are some of the most notable?
Several of them are my favorite places that closed. Cafe Italia closed. They were open 7 years. Frank Composta, the owner, is a friend of ours. This was, I think, maybe Kay's favorite restaurant in Bloomington Normal. And as I said, he was open 7 years. Things were going well for quite a while, and then he's kind of looking at maybe State Farm for part of it. Things started to slow down in the past year until he finally had to pull the trigger.
And what else?
Bonafide Thai closed. Now, they were open 7 years, and Bonafide Thai closed for a different reason. They did not close because business was slow. In fact, actually, business was quite good. Pam and Sam told me their 7-year lease is up. They would have needed to sign a 3- or 5-year lease. Sam has a full-time job at State Farm. Pam, she's been pretty much working day and night for 7 years, and she said they just wanted some time off. Maybe she can go back to Thailand, visit with her family. She's just going to take some time off, Charlie.
And a food truck closed that had also been operating for 7 years. Is there something about 7 years that prompts people to move on?
And we have another one after that, too. Healthy in a Hurry closed. Christy Collier, Kay and I have been fans of hers since she opened. Her specialty was fish tacos, and she had a wonderful fish taco. She really didn't want to close. She said business is improving every year. She was offered a full-time, year-round job with benefits, insurance. She made the decision that she needed to take the full-time job.
Benefits are hard to turn down there.
Absolutely.
And another restaurant that hadn't been open 7 years also closed.
Huhat Mongolian Barbecue closed, and I don't really know why that closed. It just opened in January, so it was only open 9 or 10 months. Somebody called me one day and said, hey, there's a sign on the door that they're closed. I guess they closed because things were slow.
Moving on to what we can look forward to in the new year.
The Tasty Crab may open before the year's over. I stopped by and I talked with Ming. This is going to be in the former Lucky Garden location. Now, how long was Lucky Garden open? Joe and his wife had it for 7 years.
Oh, my. Okay.
And Ming, who is the current owner, he purchased it last August with the intent of turning it into a Tasty Crab, and I believe he closed it in November. Well, this, to the best of my knowledge, this is going to be a first in Bloomington Normal, Charlie. This is going to be a seafood boil, Cajun seafood. Frankly, we have never been to a seafood boil restaurant. So they're going to have several different types of seafood. He said that this is going to remind people of what they will see down south in their seafood boils. He said they're very popular in Florida, Georgia, Texas, California. They hope to be open by the end of the year.
There's also a new place opening in the College North Main corridor.
And maybe you can describe the location of this better than I can, Charlie. It's the location where an orange leaf frozen yogurt was located.
It's squeezed in there between Meatheads and Chipotle, but orange leaf never faced the Main Street side. And if you're an ice cream stop, you need some visible attraction. And will this be any different since it's sushi, teriyaki, soups, and sides?
I'm not sure. I stopped by there. They're doing a major remodeling. They gutted the former Orange Leaf location. The owner, I've only talked to him on the phone. He's given me some of the details. But this is one I need to follow up more and do some research on it, on what it's going to be.
A couple of other places have had some remodels or are going through them at any rate.
Tony's Tacos. Jesus Ortiz has a very successful taco place on the corner of Willow and Main Street. He's in just that little strip mall there by the gas station. The spot, the location adjacent to the west came open to him, so he knocked a hole in the wall. He's added another dining room, so he's actually tripled the size of his dining room, which he said was well needed for special days, for families, for groups, because it was small. He didn't have much seating in there.
No, you really had to take out or roll the dice and hope there was a seat open. How about Epiphany Farms?
Epiphany Farms was closed for several days. They're doing a major remodel of their kitchen. Stu Hummel is one of the partners, and they're doing a $150,000 remodel, and this is only of the north part of their kitchen. They really have updated the rest of the kitchen. This is kind of the last part. This is the north side. This is the LA side. But the part that I was really interested in on this, Charlie, and you know, I do enjoy numbers. They brought in a 40-foot combination walk-in cooler and freezer. As Stu told me, it was almost $52,000. They shipped it in on flatbed from Kansas City. I was down there the cold morning when they had a huge crane on site. They pulled into the alley behind it. There's a lot of electrical wires, and the crane operator knew what he was doing. He just, you know, he lifted off the flatbed, he went around the wires one way, came back another way, and the Stu had to build a deck for it to set on outside. They had to knock a hole in the north kitchen wall for the door. And I like watching that stuff, Charlie.
It sounds complicated.
It was.
What else are they doing inside there?
Replacing some of their ductwork. They were resurfacing the walls and ceilings in that area of the kitchen.
There are some things that you pay attention to that are kind of interesting but little known things. What are you talking about nowadays in that category?
We will do some features on restaurants that have been open for a while. And I found these features at the 21,000 people that are following me, most times that they really enjoy the features that I do. One feature that I recently did was on the China Star on East Oakland Avenue. Tony Chen, and I think maybe about everybody in town knows who Tony is. He's behind the counter every lunch, every dinner. He's always smiling while welcoming people. But the one, when I went there to talk to him, the one thing that I didn't realize, since I'm not a gluten-free person, he showed me that they have a 16-item gluten-free menu. Now, he also told me that most Chinese restaurants do not have gluten-free items, and he says there really isn't anybody else in town who comes close to having a 16-item gluten-free menu. So
that's Larry Carius, who writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook.